Sorry, I need to take this off just for a moment, otherwise I can't see. So, a warm welcome to you all, Annyeong Haseyo. Welcome to our gift and nativity service this morning. If you're here for the first time, it's great to see you, and we hope there'll be a chance to speak to you after the service. The service is being live streamed, so we welcome those joining us from home or elsewhere. And if you're dressed up, as we hope you are, please send us a selfie so we can see what your costume was. Worship today continues here at 5 o'clock. Please do check the notices sheet that's distributed each week. If you don't get that, let us know. There are a few copies at the back as well. Following this service, there's a fellowship church meeting. So this is a time for you to have some tea, coffee, cake. There's some games to play, or you can just sit around and chat. But a good opportunity just to have a time of a social time together. Also in the hall, you'll find a table laid out with the alternative Christmas cards. So please make sure you pick up your copy of that. Talking of tea and coffee, if you are willing to serve occasionally, please do get in touch with He Jung. She needs people to help on a Sunday morning. As usual, the loose cash from this service goes to cystic fibrosis. And in the notices sheet, there are details of how to give to that cause online if you haven't got cash with you. The KURC Christmas activities flyer is available. There are copies at the back and also in the foyer. The details of some events may change as the COVID situation changes, but we'll keep you updated through the weekly notices. Carol singing for Christian Aid. As usual, we will have a session on this coming Thursday. We sing from 7 to 8 in the main shopping street near Marks and Spencer's. If you can support that, please come here for 6:30 or meet us in the shopping centre. The church's Christmas party is on Saturday the 18th at 3 o'clock and it's on Zoom, so watch out for the link and do please join that. Christmas curry is on Monday the 20th, 7 o'clock at Monty's in Kingston. If you want to join that, please let Catherine know by the end of tomorrow so she's got numbers. The Christingle service is 4 o'clock on the 24th of December, and again, that will be on Zoom, and Sally is leading that. The Christmas Day lunch preparations are well underway for that. Booking forms are available if you want to be involved. And we're still looking for somebody or a couple of people or a family who'd be willing to come for a couple of hours to help clear up after that event. We need people to steward in the building at various times from January the 11th to mid-February. One of our members of staff, Georgie, is away because he's having surgery. So if you can help with that, please do speak to Catherine. Finally, news of people. Julian is recovering at home from surgery, so please continue to pray for him, Holly, and the family. Robin is due to have surgery tomorrow, so please pray for him and David. Margaret Golding is having cataract surgery on the 18th of December, so please remember her. And as always, please do remember others known to us who are unwell or feeling anxious at this time. Thank you.
So when I arrived this morning, I thought I was going to be the innkeeper's wife. But then I thought, Leslie, you're 62. So I'm the innkeeper's mother-in-law. And I just want to say to all those of you who I don't usually worship here. We don't usually dress like this. I know some of you are thinking, what on earth? Right, I need Esther and Dahi and Julian. I know you've just walked in, but if you would come to the front, you could light a candle. That would be great. I can give you, and don't light the one in the middle because I know what you like. Cheeky chops. Just any of the red ones. Beautiful. Just a minute, so I'll put it up. That's it. Yeah, you're on your way. That's it. Esther. Thank you. No, sorry, this Esther. Sorry, wrong Esther. That was Esther, the big Esther. I should have said big Esther. Oh man, I feel dreadful now. Sorry. Have you not? Never. Oh, there we are. That's it. Good. That's it. Thank you. Here we go. Round we come. We prayed for you, by the way, at the beginning. Yeah. Sorry, I know you know how to do a match. So let us pray. As we light these Advent candles, may their flame be for us a sign of the light that reveals to us our path through life, that inspires us to live simply and generously, that we ourselves may be signs of good news that we proclaim. In Jesus' name, amen. So we know that at home people are painting, back, painting stones, in the angels. Cool. Thank you. So let's join together to sing Infant Holy, Infant Lowly. Please have a seat. And we join together to pray. Let us pray. Prince of Peace, Jesus, Servant Lord, come into our lives today. Let your coming be glorious in us, and its light go on increasing, filling the world till joy bursts like balloons and bangs like crackers full of gifts. love, truth, justice, peace, health. With singing and delight rushing through the universe, brighter than a billion stars. Bring us with you, where we shall praise the zeal of the Lord of hosts, eternal love in Trinity with you, the Holy Spirit, the light shining for us in the darkness, revealed in the gift of the child, and our joy would internally increase. Thanks be to you, our God. Amen. We say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Give us this day our daily bread.
Good morning. Is that better? That's better. Good. So if we just have the children on their little blue chairs on the front row, and then they'll have pole position. Oh, we've got some more shepherds and a couple of unicorns. Unicorns probably weren't extinct back then. They were probably, yeah, Anna Mary, yes. I can see. I'm going to try that. There's only so many things I can put on my head. Right. Welcome. Welcome to the Impossible Promise, A Christmas Story. For those of you, anyone new, people that don't know me, my name is Sally, and I will be narrating our story today, and more or less directing our little instant nativity. As you all know, the gift service is more about the message than the performance, which is tactful speech for saying that there may be some chaos involved at some point during the morning. On the other side is my friend Steve, who will mostly be playing an angel and eventually a very grumpy king. Many of you have come dressed as characters from the Christmas story. Thank you for that. You look amazing from where I'm standing, and I would like you to be able to join in as we go through the service. And Leslie's going like that. Should we have at the end, we'll have a photo, yeah. From time to time, we will be asking you to come to the front to help us with the story. And all you have to do is follow the lead of our helpers. So move when they move, repeat what they say, and do what they do. So let's give a big, blessed are you among women, for Teresa, who will be leading our Marys. Blessed are you among women. And let's give a great big no need to worry for Vaughan, who will be leading our Josephs. No need to worry. And let's give a great big, now make sure all of these things are included, moo, bar, hee-haw, and other animal noises for Bethany, who will be leading our animals. And a great big surprise, Don't be afraid for Ray Erskine, who will be leading our angels. And a great big don't be afraid, are you balmy, for Glyn, who will be leading our shepherds. And finally, let's give a great big twinkle, twinkle little star for Ray Charlton, who'll be leading the star and our star watchers. Fantastic. And Bron is going to be our boomer. A baby. There will be a lot of booming in this story. The sound everyone in the room will make together whenever God does something amazing. I was just about to say, shall we practice it? You just need to throw your arms in the air and go. Excellent.
No, not good enough.
Another practice, okay.
One, two, three.
It's going to be a good one. It's going to be a good one. Right. So we've got all the Marys. Any Marys? Any more Marys? Anna? Mary's gone to the toilet. Okay, fair enough. When you're pregnant, I'm told you need to do that quite a lot. That's fine. Any more Marys? Rachel was a Mary as well. She's in the toilet. It is a toilet thing, isn't it, Mary? Right, anyway. They are pregnant, yeah. So, our boomer, I think, needs to come to the front. Right. Boom! Just like that, out of nowhere, there he was, an angel. And Mary was terrified. Angel, can you come and stand at the microphone? Yeah. And pull the microphone down a bit, actually. Right. Mary was terrified. Can you tremble? Bit of trembling, yeah. Maybe it was the suddenness of his arrival. Maybe it was the shock of the surprise. Maybe it was because he was no fat baby with wings, but a bright, shiny, otherworldly creature sent down from the throne of God. Or maybe it had to do with what he said.
Hello, favoured one of God. God is with you.
Now, Mary was simply a young woman from a little town called Nazareth in the region of Galilee. She'd never expected anything like this to happen to her. What did the angel mean? What was this all about? She was confused and troubled, to say the least, and the angel, Gabriel, understood that.
Don't be afraid. This is a good thing. God is pleased with you and wants to do something amazing for you. So here's what's going to happen. You will give birth to a son called Jesus. He will be great. In fact, he'll be called the Son of God.
It was the promise. The promise to Eve of a child to crush the serpent's head. The promise to Abraham that through his family, God would one day bless the world. The promise would finally come true, and it sounded amazing. But Mary had a very practical question, very practical. By the customs of her day, she was legally promised to be married to a man named Joseph, but they hadn't had the wedding yet. So she asked, quite rightly,
but I'm a virgin. How will I give birth to a son?
Can we have that? Actually, Rachel and Hannah, do you want to go to the front? Because you're on. You're on, love. That's it. Well done. And quite rightly, Gabriel gave her an answer, a mysterious answer, guaranteed to surprise her even further.
God's Holy Spirit will come upon you. His power will overshadow you. So your son will be holy too, the Son of God. It sounds incredible, I know, but your cousin Elizabeth is having a baby. She's 6 months pregnant, in fact. And as you know, she is well past childbearing age. But God can do anything, even something that everyone else thinks is impossible.
Then let him do this impossible thing for me. I will be his servant and do what he has asked.
And with that, just as suddenly as he had come, the angel disappeared. Would the Josephs come to the front and stand next to Mary, please? Any more Josephs? Just the one. Oh. I'm looking for anyone who's got a vaguely Joseph costume on. Carol, I know you look, you probably come as a shepherd, but you could very well be a Joseph. Yeah, you could. Brilliant. Right. Just like that, out of nowhere, it was the last thing that Joseph wanted to hear. Mary, the woman he'd promised to marry, was expecting a baby, and there was no way that the baby was his. What could he do? She'd broken her promise, broken the legal engagement that her family had made with him, and worst of all, she'd broken his heart. He could have embarrassed her and made a big deal of out of what she'd done, but Joseph was a good man and a kind man. He decided to end their engagement, but to do it quietly. Before he could put his plan into action, however, he had a visit from an angel as well. The angel came to him at night in a dream. Joseph, you need to go to sleep, that's it. Right.
Joseph, don't be afraid to marry Mary. She hasn't been unfaithful to you. The baby she is expecting is there by the power of God's own Holy Spirit. She's going to give birth to a son, and God wants you to call him Jesus. For just as that name means, he will rescue his people from their sins.
When Joseph woke up, he did exactly what the angel told him and took Mary as his wife. I think we need a little surprise for Mary and Joseph. I think we need the bridal theme tune. Da, 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 da. Da, 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 da. Sorry, George. George is the cleaner and he's going to hate me tomorrow. Yes, me. Just like that, another surprise. The Roman ruler Augustus wanted to find out how many people were in his vast empire. So he ordered everyone under his control to return to their hometown to be counted. Joseph was from Bethlehem, the town where King David once lived. So he and Mary had to travel way down south to be counted in the census. It was 90 miles or so. And despite what you might have seen in your school nativity play, they probably had to walk. Sorry, little donkey. Can't have been easy. We do have some donkeys in the building today, so I think it might be time for them to come up. If we've got any, clip-cloppy donkeys, go on. Here we go. Your mask is amazing. There we go. You can stand wherever you like. Stand wherever you like. There we go. Oh, and Esther, yes. Come up to the top, Esther. That's it. Well done. When they arrived, they needed a place to stay. But so did all of Joseph's other relatives. And by the time they got to Bethlehem, all the nice upstairs rooms where families usually kept their guests were full. So Mary and Joseph had to stay in a downstairs room where the animals were kept for the night. I think we need the innkeeper's mother-in-law. And it was there, among the animals and the straw, that Mary gave birth to Jesus. She wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger. And he was quite heavy for a newborn. Oops. Shall we move you a bit closer to Mummy? Do you want to have a look at the baby? We are going to sing. We're going to sing O Little Town of Bethlehem. And I think, you know, if you want to pass the baby Jesus around the Marys, that's okay, to have a little cuddle. And while we sing this, I'd like the animal leader to lead all the animals to the front. And you can sit at the edges or in front of the Marys. So if you've got an animal, we've got a camel and a sheep and a unicorn. Does the unicorn want to come to the front? Yes. And we'll sing O Little Town of Bethlehem together. A prayer from Mary and Joseph.
Lord, help us to be like Mary, who answered when you asked. Help us to learn to give and serve, no matter what the task. Amen.
Lord, help us to be like Joseph, a man both kind and just. Help us to listen when you speak and teach us how to trust.
Amen. And we have to sing this, don't we? Away in a manger. I think we have to sing this. And perhaps in the last verse, if the leaders could lead everyone back to their seats, and if Mary and Joseph can just come to the side, because then at some point we're going to have shepherds and all sorts coming up to the front, okay? So we're going to sing Away in a Manger. Angel Gabriel can sit to one side, because we've got another angel coming up in a minute. Mary and Joseph, I think actually you could be on the stage again. Yeah. Otherwise, Jesus is going to be all on his own. Right. Now, shepherds gather and angels too. It's almost time for you to make your entrance. So our shepherd leader, Glyn, can you come to the front, and any shepherds that want to follow her, and sheep? So if you've got a sheep, bring your sheep. Sit. Aww. Yeah. Sit, come to the front. You come to the front, yes. That's it. So if you want to kind of... Yeah, we've got enough room. Good. Where's need to move to the middle a bit more, I think, so that the people at home can see you. Oh, Myrtle, you look gorgeous. And where's Hayon? Hayon and Martin, what are you doing back there? Hayon, I want you to show how your face, your thing works. Come to the front and let everyone from at home see it as well. Floppy ears, I want that after the service, just saying. Nearby, in the hills outside of Bethlehem, there were shepherds guarding their flocks of sheep. The night was still, the stars were shining. All was quiet, apart from the odd, sleepy... That wasn't a very sleepy bar, that was a kind of excited bar. Yeah. And then... The angel appeared again, and the light that surrounded him surrounded the shepherds too. It turned the night bright as white and gave those shepherds an almighty fright. Can you tremble and shake? And where's our angel, Ray? yes, there's the mic.
Don't be afraid. The news I bring you is good, and it will fill everyone who hears it with joy. Today, in Bethlehem, in David's city, your Saviour was born. That's right, the Messiah, the one God promised you, the one you have been waiting for year after year after year. He's here. And this is the sign that points to him. So you will know for sure that you have found him. Look for a baby wrapped in cloth, fit for a newborn, lying in a manger.
And when the angel had said that, a sky full of angels joined him. So if you're another angel, have we got any other angels today? Yes, come and join and stand towards the middle so people at home can see you. Ray?
Pardon?
Stand a bit, that's it. Yeah. Here are the lovely angels. A crowd, a multitude, a heavenly host, and like an otherworldly choir or a flash mob sent from heaven, they shouted out their praises to God.
Glory to God who reigns on high, and peace on earth, and peace to those on earth who please him.
So can we have all the angels joining in? Glory to God who reigns on high, and peace to those on earth who please him. Shall we do it another time? Glory to God who reigns on high, and peace to those on earth who please him. So let's sing with them, Angels We Have Heard on High.
Thank you. God has told us this amazing thing. Let's all go to Bethlehem and see.
So off they went. The shepherds can gather, kneel in front of Mary and Joseph, or sit in front of Mary and Joseph. Oh, they're going on a journey first. Okay. Come back to the front in a minute. Only another 80 miles to go. Oh, no. Yeah. It says here, hurrying, running, racing to the place the angel had revealed to them. So, something, if you gather on the stage, I think there's plenty of room. Yeah. And there was Mary, and there was Joseph, and there was a baby, just like the angel said, lying in a manger. So the shepherds told Mary and Joseph everything the angel had told them about the baby. How he was God's Messiah, God's long-promised one, finally come to his people. And Mary kept those words like a treasure in her heart, to wonder and to ponder over in the days and weeks and years to come. Then back to the hills the shepherds went, praising God for all that they had seen and heard. No longer quiet, no longer still, but shouting and singing like angels. The chief shepherd needs to stay at the front, though. Because you've got a prayer to say.
Oh, I haven't got my glasses on.
Okay, I'll do it.
Thank you, Lord, for angels' songs that shout aloud the Saviour's birth. Show us how to live in ways that sing again of peace on earth.
Amen. It's time for our star watchers now and our stars. So we want you to come to the front if you are a wise man or woman. Stargazer, a star, yes, that's right. Come to the front and you can go onto the stage with your beautiful gifts. That's it, come to the front. And that's it. The Star Watchers knocked on the door of the palace. The palace of Herod, King of the Jews. And when they were admitted, and when they stood before him, they gave him news that landed like an explosion on his ears.
Can you tell us, please, where can we find the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star rise in the night skies, and we've come to worship him.
It was all King Herod could do to keep from exploding with rage. I've never seen Steve explode with rage. He was the King of the Jews, and he'd murdered anyone who tried to take his throne, including members of his own family. The Star Watchers, of course, had no way of knowing this. They were not Jews themselves. They were from another country, far away, east of Jerusalem. For God wanted everyone, everywhere, to know about Jesus, to bless the whole world, just as he had always promised. King Herod sent the Star Watchers away and immediately gathered every priest and scribe and expert that he could find. Then he asked them one question, and one question only.
Where do our holy books say that where do our holy books say that God's long promised Messiah will be born?
In Bethlehem of Judea, they answered. For the prophet Micah says that even though it's just a little town, out of Bethlehem will come one who will be a ruler and a shepherd of his people.
Search for the child, and when you've found him, come back to me and tell me exactly where he is, because I want to worship him too.
That was a lie, and King Herod knew it. He only wanted to find the child so he could kill him. The star watchers go to Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus, and they give their gifts. Star watchers didn't know. So off they went, following the star to Bethlehem, and when it stopped and rested above the house, they knew they'd found the place. Jesus was no longer a tiny newborn baby. He was actually a little toddler by then, living with Mary and Joseph in that house. And when the star watchers entered the house, they fell on their knees before him and worshipped him. I think you can go onto the stage. Yeah. And I think the younger people can kneel. I think that's okay. They gave him precious gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Kino, do you want to lift up the gifts so that everyone can see what you've brought? That's it. And the other ones as well. Yeah. Gold, frankincense and myrrh and something from John Lewis in the fourth one. I don't know. Gifts fit for a king. And when their visit was finished, did they return to King Herod and tell him where the baby was? No, they did not, for in the night God spoke to them in a dream that told them of the king's wicked plan. So in the morning, avoiding the palace, they returned home by another way. Let's have a prayer from our king, our lead king.
Lord, help us be like star watchers, following your lead, looking for your guidance in every word and deed.
Amen. Thank you, Star Watchers. I think everyone can actually return to their seats now. Apart from Jesus, you can stay there. We are going to take our offertory now. The money goes towards cystic fibrosis. And also, it's time for you to bring up your gifts to WellCare, for WellCare, since we've given.
So the gifts of money go to cystic fibrosis research, and they go to that organisation in memory of Anna Marie Crump, who died on Christmas Day, and who was a member of this church, and she died when she was 10 years old, and that's why we give money in her memory. And the gifts, though, of things and toys go to WellCare.
Okay. So as you're bringing up your gifts to the front, Haran is going to play something lovely on the new organ. That's it, just down here by, yeah.
So we are aware that some people don't deal in cash anymore. And for those of you for whom that's true, details about how to give to cystic fibrosis were included on the notices. Should be at the back. Let's dedicate this money and let's dedicate these gifts. So let us pray. Lord, we believe that in Jesus we have received the greatest of gifts. And we ask that that changing gift would change us and we would be generous people. And at this season when we are so stressed, help us to be generous in the way that we view other people. And we ask that you would bless these gifts of toys and bless these gifts of money, that the people who will receive them will know something of your love, something of warmth and peace. Lord, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Okay, so I would like to welcome and introduce Sue Bradford.
Yeah. Do you want to speak from here or from there? Wherever. Do you need a lectern? Right, come in here.
Sue Bradford works for WellCare. We always have a speaker to come and just tell us about the year that you've had, and you're very welcome.
Yes. Thank you everyone for having me along today. I must say I enjoyed that nativity. It was absolutely wonderful, very inclusive as well, and a lot of fun. It's lovely seeing the children. I've worked for WellCare for many years. I did retire last year, and for me, WellCare is a charity that's a bit of a way of life, so you never really leave. You're always back there doing something, and I came along today for that reason. So it's lovely to be along with you. We had a very difficult year last year, as you can imagine, and we did our best with what we could do. Most of it was online, trying to give people emotional and practical support over the telephone. In some cases, we were allowed to meet up, dipping in and out of what we could do with the pandemic and what we were allowed to do through the local authority. So we've had a spell where we reopened and everything came back. And we had a group running on Monday mornings, which followed on from a mental health support group for mothers and a small group for people with very early babies and finding life not so easy. And also we were very pleased at one point we reopened our drop-in, which is on Wednesday mornings. It's a regular stay and play. If you are interested in going along to WellCare, do have a look on the website just to check what's happening. There's a worker there currently called Ingrid, who will always be happy to have a chat with you on the phone, or if you leave a number or so on. If you know anyone who wants to use WellCare services, you can make inquiries for them. So I'm not sure what's happening from next week, but we're expecting the stay and play to be on Wednesday morning, which is our last day, and is when we'll be sharing the presents that you've given. And we're so grateful for that. It really means a lot to our families. So thank you very much.
Yeah, I have to say, it's no surprising it's been a really tough 2 years, especially for people trying to support face-to-face. The Carol is, not yet, okay, shut up, Leslie, shut up. Just trying to be helpful, just crack things up.
We've had a lovely time celebrating the Christmas story, I hope. We do it every year, and we do it for a reason. These events don't stand on their own. They are part of a much bigger set of events that link back to the beginning of everything and forward to forever. Excuse me. They link back to the creation of the world. And this is the really important bit now, guys. So get ready to boom a lot. This is the special message. Another boom, I think. When God made men and women to love him and each other and the world he'd created, and they link back. To the promise that God made to that nation, that one day he would send them a king, like their best king, David, to set up God's own kingdom for everyone on earth. Jesus, the baby born to Mary, fulfilled all those promises, just as the angel said. Descended from David, he was God's own son, sent to crush the power of evil. But that was just the beginning of the world-changing event that was his birth. For it links forward to the grown-up Jesus who healed the sick and fed the hungry and welcomed the outcast and looked after families like they do at WellCare and charities like Cystic Fibrosis and all those charities to show what life in God's kingdom was like. It links forward to his death, where his sacrifice defeated the power of evil by taking away the shame and guilt and punishment for every wrong thing that anyone would ever do. It links forward, this is the really good news, it links forward to his resurrection from the dead, where he paved the way for our resurrection. It links forward to his ascension, where he reigns at God's side, and it links forward to the coming of the Holy Spirit, who lives inside everyone who follows him and helps them to live like he did. And finally, it links forward even further still through 2,000 years of history to you and to me, and then beyond to eternity, when God will make a new heaven and new earth where he will be our king forever. So let's celebrate God's big story as we sing together from the squalor of a borrowed stable. Thank you so much for being with us today and for helping us to tell God's good news story. Let's give a great big, copy me, blessed are you among women.
Blessed are you among women.
To all our Marys. And let's give a great big, no need to worry.
No need to worry.
To all our Josephs. And let's give a great big moo, bah, hee-haw to all our animals. And let's give a great big surprise, don't be afraid. To our angels. And let's give a great big, don't be afraid. Are you balmy?
Don't be afraid, are you balmy?
To all our shepherds. And finally, let's give a great big twinkle, twinkle, little star. That was a bit pathetic. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. To all our stars and star watchers. And we're going to finish in a moment by singing with the angels, Joy to the World, but we're going to have some time for prayer. I know we're running over.
Have a seat, please. So let us be still and let us pray. We have seen the pictures, we have heard the news, you know what is in our heart. You know what is in our minds. For the war-torn places of the world, for people who are hungry, for people who are frightened, the people of Afghanistan and Syria, of Israel and Palestine, Lord, we pray. And children who are fearful, and parents who are overburdened, and all those who are anxious about the virus, and for the politicians who have the decisions to make. You know our hearts, you know our minds, you know what we pray for. And for ourselves. In your name, Lord Jesus. Amen. We join to sing Joy to the World.
So heartfelt thanks to Sally and everybody else, and to the techie people at the back. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you, Zoomers. So let us go in faith to ponder in our hearts the mystery of this moment, that life may be born within us, Christ Jesus be seen among us, and joy surround us like the angel's song. And all God's people said,